Our next stories include how a teenager was arrested after a spate of vandalism in Norwich, but first, a lorry became stuck on a cobbled street in Norwich city centre.
The eight-wheeler lorry was lodged between two listed buildings on the corner of St John's Mattermarket and Pottergate, adjacent to the Church of St John Mattermarket. It is believed the lorry was making a delivery to the Theatre Royal, but was misdirected by a taxi driver. The streets are home to businesses, the Little Hair Boutique, the Wax Bar, Factotum, Ali Bongo, Saints Coffee Bar, and upmarket brasserie, the Iron House, which has been cordoned off while recovery work has carried out. Jeremy King, owner of the Iron House, said that at the time, "It's chaos. We had to call the police as soon as we saw it. We've now had to move the protective tape cordoning off the lorry so customers don't have to limbo underneath it." Julia Holland, a photographer, said, "It looks like there's been damage to the buildings. A Norfolk recovery vehicle and two police officers arrived on the scene and the lorry left safely through St John's Mattermarket. The scene was also attended by Sophie Bix, a conservation officer at Norwich City Council, to investigate potential damage to the listed buildings. Police investigations are continuing into the incident."
A teenager has been arrested after vehicles were damaged in three Norwich streets in a spate of vandalism. People living in Silver Street, Mousehold Lane and Aylsham Road in the north of the city woke up to find their cars had been damaged overnight. The damage included tyres being slashed and wing mirrors being pulled off. Norfolk police confirmed that they'd been called to numerous reports of damage in the area, and while officers have not said how many vehicles were damaged, residents said at least six cars and a motorbike in Silver Street had been affected. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Mousehold Street and remains in custody at Wyndham.